seen so far, and they seemed slightly heavier. A cobalt face was embossed on each. Richter started scooping the coins into his bag. He smiled wider and wider as the auto sort showed first dozens, then hundreds, and finally thousands of coins. The final count was 5,234 of the new 8-sided silver pieces. If the conversion rate stayed true, it was more than $50,000. He should be able to hire as many dwarves as he needed with all this new cheddar. As he looked at his inventory, all of the coins took up one tile, but a second silver coin was sitting all by its lonesome in another tile. Intrigued, he took it out of his bag and saw that it was round and resembled more of a medallion than a coin. The disc was about half the width of his palm, and on its face, three red S's were superimposed on one another. Richter excitedly realized he may have found a way to open the box. He lined up the symbols and pressed the medallion into the indentation on the side of the stasis box. A prompt immediately appeared. You have been offered a quest. Long live the King One. Long ago, the kobolds of the depths were ruled by the Khan caste. In a bloody coup, all of the known Khans were slaughtered. Since that time, kobold society in the depths has devolved into what it is today. Will you help to restore this scion to power? Reward unknown. Yes or no? Before he could choose yes or no, a flash caught his eye. He minimized the prompt and saw that the box had started to vibrate. Lines of white light appeared at the edges, and then the side panels began to peel back, somehow now flexible like a banana peel. Richter did a fist pump in the air and said, "Yeah, baby, give me what you got!" The panels completely fell back, making a wooden X on the table. In the center of the box was a pedestal that held a large egg. As he watched, the egg began to vibrate and the sound of scratching could be heard. A look of utter horror crossed Richter's face, and he shook his hands rapidly back and forth. "No, no, no, baby, don't give me what you got!" The smallest of cracks appeared in the shell, and as eloquent as ever, Richter said, "Shit!" Thank you so much for listening. Please let the world know what you thought of the book by leaving a review on Audible. And as always, peace, love, and the perfect margarita. For more fun information and to contact the author, please go to www.litrpg.com. That is www.litrpg.com. This has been The Land, Alliances, written by Alaron Kong, M.D., the father of American Lit RPG, narrated by Nick Podell. Copyright 2016 by Alaron Kong. Production copyright 2017 by Alaron Kong.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.